The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. Doctor? That's right. I'm a doctor. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope, before this show is over. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Get it? Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have nothing else to do. I might as well do radio. Ha! Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing you right there. On Fridays, we typically ask a question that's a little more fun because I'm just geared that way. So here's a good one. Listen to this question. What is your favorite old hymnal? Oh, I mean, you know, the oldies. What is your favorite oldie? What's old? Anything over 100 years. How about that? Anything over 100 years. What's your favorite old hymnal? That's what I want to know. That's what I want. I actually took a class called Hymns. Amazing, right? Look, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We just want you to reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Oh, yeah, here we go. So here it is right now. I want you to understand what it's like to talk to Jammin' Jacob. It's a similar feeling to a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Thank you, David, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. Do you have stuff going on this weekend, or are you free this weekend?
I'm free this weekend.
Oh, yep. Good
off
for
tomorrow
you.
And Sunday.
Well, we, the wife and I are not. We'll be traveling to 6 different houses that we know of right now, so that should be interesting.
Oh, that just sounds like a blast.
Just driving around,
seeing different houses.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not complaining or anything, but see, because we're busy in our schedules, we had to have food delivered, and then our fridge went out earlier this week, and so we had our fridge repair guy coming tomorrow, and he said, nope, can't get there till today. So right at the time the food is coming, the fridge is supposed to be fixed. We'll see how that goes. Maybe taking food to all these different places. That might be a good way to do it.
Well, it sounds like you need a peaceful day with no drama.
I'm sorry, what is that? What is that, no drama? Okay. Anyway, so it's like talking to you. See, not talking to me, talking to you. That's the thing. Here it is, folks. If you want to reach out, just you call us, 972-445-0770. You can also text us. So you people right now, they're in San Diego going, yeah, Spoon Man back on the air in San Diego. Love it. That's right. You can give us a call or you can text us. It doesn't hurt. 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483, non-professional voice now,
214-210-8483.
Very robotic, huh? Wow. Also, you can send an email to David at hemustincrease.org, David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease.org. So what are those numbers for? Pretty straightforward. Tell you all the time. People are like, well, why do you tell us all the time, all the time, all the time? Okay, I'll tell you why. Ready? Because there's new people listening. And so they're just getting the hang of it and trying to figure it out. By the way, Jay responded saying his favorite is I'll Fly Away. Amen, brother.
I'll fly away, oh Lord.
All right, here it is. So you can call us, you can text us, you can email us. If you've got a praise report and you're thinking, well, it's small. There's nothing that God has done in your life that's small. In fact, Scripture says, despise not the day of small things. Don't do that. The Lord, every time he does anything in your life, you should be like, I'm writing this down. Look at the Lord did this. Wow. Fascinating, absolutely outstanding. Always acknowledge what the Lord does. If not, let's just be honest. When you do little things for people, you like to be appreciated. I mean, it doesn't need to be overboard, but you like to be appreciated, right? So it's that type of thing. So if the Lord does something, it's like, well, that's not splitting the Red Sea. No, but, it's really massively miraculous that God responds to you at all. So maybe that's one you can kind of just grab onto. Write that? I like that. Also, if you've got a prayer request, let's do it. Let's pray. We are really blessed that we have a lot of people that are willing to pray, continually pray, and we've seen amazing results, everything from financial, jobs, healing, and health. The greatest things that the Lord says no in, but then has brought grace and mercy afterwards and has explained or taught or guided us in wisdom, all of it in the palm of his hand because he loves us. That's just cool. I mean, that's just some of the best stuff. So it can be a praise report. It can be a prayer request. It can be something you want to share that the Lord's done in your life. Like, for example, today is Steve Areno's birthday. Now, that's Aunt Deb's hubby. It's his birthday today. I told him he wasn't old for a tree. That's what I told him. And I will point out right now, Eric just texted in and said, hey, he's got his favorite hymn. You know what Eric's favorite hymn is? Ready? You want to try and guess? You know what Eric's favorite hymn is? The one on page 357. We're just going to roll this for a little bit because I want you to know. So Jeanette sent a text in earlier today, too. Here's her joke for the day. This is how we're starting the show. Here's her joke. What happens to a frog who parks illegally? What happens to a frog who parks illegally? He gets towed. Get it? He gets towed. Okay. See, Jeanette, he likes you more than he likes me. That's kind of where that comes from. Okay.
Right. One for one today on the jokes.
All right, folks. So here's the bottom line. If you want to reach out to us, reach out to us. We're going to do trivia. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to be covering, a lot of stuff, doing the best that we can. But in the meantime, we are in James chapter 4, and I think this is not as bad a passage as other people think, and I like this passage. So for me to go into this, it kind of helps me settle in. So we have no idea what's happening in our personal lives. Noelle and I, we talked about it. We sometimes laugh about it, and just like everybody else, go up and down. Like today, really strong, really confident in my faith. And we're going to talk tonight, and we know what our plan is, and we kind of have a way going around that we're going to approach it with and just trust the Lord. And then there was like, oh, you know, we've been in this place for 6.5 years, kind of sad because we've had a lot of blessings here, but the Lord always has things he wants to do. We want to be a part of. We don't know what's going to happen, right? Well, listen to this passage. James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we're going to go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make a profit. And this is the dollar profit, not the spokesman profit. Listen to what James is saying. It's like, yeah, you guys, you're making these plans. I mean, you're making these plans that are like, you know, oh, we're going to go here for a year, then we're going to go here, then we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. I mean, seriously. I mean, let me say that really nice. Seriously. He's saying today or tomorrow, you're going to go here, go here, go here. It sounds like a lot of solid business plans. And boy, don't you kid yourself. This is a big part of the American dream. And don't, everything we do in America is perfect. No, it's not. It's just that everything we do in America is not terrible either. It's kind of both sides of it. It's kind of all of it. But here it is. We have in this attitude in America, now just listen, see, wish it, see it, want it, get it. Wish it, see it, want it, get it. We just want to thank Brian Griffin from the Family Guy for telling us how to do that. Wish it, see it, want it, get it. That's our attitude. Like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Sure you are. This is why this is hilarious. This is what James is trying to bring into us. Hey, there has to be this absolute sense of pull it back, right? Scripture reminds us that we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So what's important for us to understand is it's not wrong to make plans. So let's understand that. There's nothing in error that making plans is. But those plans that are not submitted to the Lord's approval are useless. Unless the Lord builds an house, they labor in vain that take it on. Psalm 127:1. You know, I got to tell you, it's just one of those things I just want to share with you. When I first got into radio, I was like, okay, here's my plan. I wrote out my business plan. I mentioned this before. We're going to do a Saturday Night Live kind of thing with Salem. You know, it's like that was how it's going to roll, right? And a month later, after starting this whole process, I was supposed to start Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 live every day. Guess what? My plan was just, I thought it was really cool. Like Saturday Night Live for Christians, not being into bad like they are, but laughing, having a great time. That's awesome. God was like, yeah, okay, we'll do it this way. My plans and God's plans. It wasn't that there was no radio involved. It's just how I told God it was going to come about was not how it was going to come about. And so what we do is we sit there and we make these plans, and it's not an error to bring them and surrender them before the Lord and say, this is the direction I want to go. Paul, multiple times in Acts, mentions, well, I intended to go here, but this didn't happen. I was going to go here. This didn't happen. There's nothing wrong with that as long as we are not doing a few things. If you make a plan and you try and do it no matter what the Lord puts in your way, because the Lord is saying, no, you're just in rebellion. It's like you're not willing to accept that God says no. That's wrong. Well, you don't understand, Dave. Your plans are your plans. They're cute. But God's plans get done. Our plans are, you know, they're pretty. It's not a lot of plans that people have. Says, I'm planning today to have a really lousy day. That's usually not in the planning book, so to speak. And so everything that we do, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And it's like the whole mentality there is slow down, Sparky. You know what you're going to do today? Whatever the Lord allows you to do today. You know what you're going to do tomorrow? No, you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. You know what you would like to do. And if the Lord allows you to do that, then you can do that, but you don't know. In fact, you don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone tomorrow. You actually, technically, don't even know what's going to happen in 5 seconds. In 5 seconds from now, you can have the hiccups. How do you know? That's what I'm trying to say. And it's not that it's bad, but when we get prideful or when we get resentful, and that's the one, right? Isn't that the one? We came out to Texas. Oh, I was hot on the radio in San Diego. First year, I thought, can't take me but a month. Can't take me but a month and a half. A year later, I'm banging my head against the post going, what is it you want? Right? Because I'm scratching against the post trying to find the will of the Lord. I'm sure I'm the only Christian that's gone through that. So the idea behind it is that we have this mindset. Everything we're going to do is always success, always good, always this. Listen, if the Lord blesses you in endeavor, that's fantastic. You then become a steward of that which he's blessed you with. But don't misunderstand. Sovereignty rules. Everybody who's got this mindset that, you know, well, mankind can just do whatever he wants. Want to bet? Here, I'll just make it really simple. When Jesus comes back to planet Earth, you still think you own your home? It's his planet. The Earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. Okay. Nobody's going to argue with him. I just promise you. So here's the passage. It's saying, come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we're going to go here in this city and do this and spend a year there and carry on business and make a profit. Notice that James doesn't say we're going to spend a year here and the Lord's going to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ and we're going to go through trials and we're going to prevail on them, even though we'll have to do it on our hands and knees and spend extra time in prayer and extra time in the Bible and really seek out fellowship. You know, that's not what's in there. What's in there is we're going to do this, and we're going to hit the lottery, and this is going to happen, and I'm just going to do this, and then I'm going to eat lobster the rest of my life. There it goes. That's the problem. That's not the way the Lord wants us to do it. In fact, if we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God, that's probably not in the right direction, because it kind of sounds like when it says we're going to go here for a year, do this, make profit, do business, kind of sounds like we're establishing our own kingdom. Not the kingdom of God. Ouch. Dave, take the dagger out of my back. Here we go on your first trivia question. You guys should get this one. This is not that difficult. And in fact, I'm not going to give you too many hints. Here it is. Moses was hidden amongst which river? Which river was Moses hidden in when he was a little baby? Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. Which river was Mo popped into, a little like in the river? Which one was it? What was the river called? That's what we're looking for. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out and call 972-445-0770. Let me say something. People that call on a regular basis, you're supposed to do that. People that call every stuff, and you're supposed to do that. If you feel like you want to call, you can. What we typically don't do is let people call multiple times in a show just because we want to make sure that is open. But if you want to call and you like calling, call. Right? We'll get you in. Even if you just want to say hi, call. Say hi. That's fine. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So, one thing I want to do is send you to the website and remind you about a couple of different things. Thank you very much. I want to remind you that we are in a little bit of a unique position, Noel and I, so the giving is really helpful. That's all I'm going to say. It's really helpful. And in addition to that, I will tell you that the latest book number 3, is in publishing process now. What? I'm serious. Wow. All right. So I do want to send you the website. Check it out on the website. All the stuff, giving and all that other stuff, blah, 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 blah. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, kid, what's your name?
I can't remember.
Where are you from?
I can't remember.
Did you remember anything?
I remember the Alamo.
That's classic. All right, let's send the person through. They're ready? Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yes, it's Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Good, David. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm just doing fantastic. Blessed that the Lord loves me, and that is a great power all by itself, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We praise God for His grace.
Yeah.
Each and every day,
right? I mean, it's so easy to forget with all the stuff that's going on. It's just easy to forget it. Because we get so focused on the other stuff, but the love of the Lord is so powerful, it just strengthens us in the inner and outer man, both. So it's amazing. Is this your first time calling?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much for calling. That's super awesome of you to do that. So we really do appreciate that. Are you ready for the trip?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to say the question and then give you the chance to knock it out of the park. Here we go. Moses was hidden amongst which river?
The Nile River.
That is correct, Amanda! You are right, sir. Now, one of the best things about that, I just got to say, is that, you know, when somebody says something and you know they're not, like, being truthful, I love that. Well, I guess denial is not just a river in Egypt, is it? This is one of my favorite. I love that line.
Yes.
Excellent job. Awesome. Excellent job, brother. Are you doing all right? Can we pray for you about anything?
Just pray that God's will be done and all throughout this day and just pray for life in general. Just give me strength to overcome all trials and tribulations in life and that comes in my way through the Spirit of God, through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit.
Amen, brother. Let me pray for you real quickly, okay? Is that all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. Father, you're awesome. We love you. You're phenomenal to us. We are so appreciative of your graces, of your mercies. You just pour them out one upon another. Pray for Daryl. Pray for strength, empowerment by the Holy Spirit so he can not just stand up and survive, but he can also prevail. He can move forward. And Lord, draw him closer to you. He wants that. You want that. Please bring that to pass. Pour your presence upon him and let him know you deeper than he ever has before. By your grace and by your mercy and through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, we pray this and believe you for it. Amen and amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you very much. Awesome show.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent job there. Phenomenal. First-time caller. That's right. And that little system worked out. We got a little. Jacob and I have all these little systems, just to let you know.
You have hand signals? Yeah.
We have hand signals. He has pink ping pong balls. Yeah, we told you guys about this. Many people are new, don't know this. But what happened years ago, when Chris was doing the board, I wasn't paying attention or needed to take a break, he would throw something, and then I told a joke about pink ping pong balls, and he got a whole bunch of pink ping pong balls. And now Jacob has picked that up, and so when I'm not remembering or something, he picks up a pink ping pong ball.
I think I've thrown it once.
And once we missed, remember, because then we forgot the trivia question. We're both looking at each other going, what do we forget?
Right. Now, I did throw one in the other room when we were recording for the book.
Yes. you guys, you just got to laugh. And, you know, it's not everything goes perfect. I'm going through this book that I'm just now publishing. I just want to say this. The disciples were in the absolute perfect will of God when Jesus said, let's get in the boat and go on the other side. There was still a storm. just like, calm down. That's part of it. Everybody relax. All right, let me finish this off real quickly because I don't want to miss this one little bit. So here's what the verse says in James 4:13. It says, come now, you who say tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we're going to go to this city, spend a year, carry on business, and make a profit. Verse 14, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It's a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. This is like, okay, so scripture reminds us that we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So sometimes I use nasal spray. You know, I have a nasal voice. You know, hey, that's my background. Can't get mad at me about that. And spray it up. And our lives are like that nasal spray. Once in, got done, don't even think about it. Without the help of the Lord, that's what we are. We have to understand that our life on this planet is temporary. We are merely, listen to this, I came up with this bumper sticker. I'm visiting the earth while on my way towards the sun. S-O-N. I'm visiting the earth while on my way towards the sun. S-O-N. If you guys want to make that a bumper sticker, you can do that. So the bottom line is a dose of humility is wise, given that we have no idea what's going to happen in the next 30 seconds, so we should live with respect and reverence before the Lord. It's admirable, by the way, to want to leave a legacy. The most meaningful legacy that we can leave people is one that points to Jesus and not to stuff we've done. Get that? It's not about us. It's about him. That's the key. All right, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, you can go to HeMustIncrease.org. Hit the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, just hang out. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? Hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.